Hi, this is Scott with Android Guys. I'm here with Luke.
Hello.
Luke, you have been playing with something interesting.
Yes.
Something that I have no experience with.
Uh-huh.
But I'm very curious because you've had some experience with these types of things before.
Yes.
And own some.
Yes.
And this is the first from a company dipping their toes in this water.
Yeah.
So let's stop burying the lead.
Okay.
Luke is going to share his review or opinions, findings of a 3D printer.
Yeah.
From Anker.
Yeah, it's the Anker Make M5. And so this is Anker Make. It's the first foray into 3D printing for them.
Mm-hmm.
They did it through Kickstarter. It was the most successful, most funded 3D printer in Kickstarter history.
Really?
Yeah. We were lucky enough to get a chance to review. This unit that we got was a review unit of the retail version. So the Kickstarter versions have been sent out, and then there were a couple of kind of press review units that were still kind of beta. From my understanding, this one that I have is what the retail one will be.
Okay.
So this is the final version, final copy. I'll get into all the ups and downs and specs and all that. But overall, this printer is impressive.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very good. First things first is the experience of unboxing and putting it together. It is extremely easy for – now, I am – like you said, I am experienced with 3D printers.
Right.
I've been running a 3D printer for the better part of 6 or 7 years now. And I'm usually running a 3D printer almost every day. I'm always printing stuff. I really enjoy the hobby of, you know, I do a lot of, I use it mostly for tabletop gaming and D&D and stuff like that. But I've dipped my hands into kind of functional 3D printing knobs and
you printed handles. One for me.
Oh, that's
for
right.
My oven.
Yeah, for your oven. Different things like that, hooks for hanging stuff in the house and all kinds of crazy stuff that you can do with 3D printers that you don't really think about until you know, you're looking for something and somebody's like, "Hey, you probably 3D print that." And you're like, "Oh yeah, I guess I could."
Right.
So 3D printing is awesome. And this, the thing as you get into 3D printing is it takes time. So you have a certain build volume that the printer will use in different printers. There's all different manners of 3D printers. There's small ones to huge 3D printers that'll print cars. They even make a quote unquote 3D printed houses now.
Sure, sure.
You know, print concrete in forms and, you know, it's 3D printing a house. So 3D printing is a very vast, huge kind of section of technology, and it's growing and growing and growing. Anker has this one, and the special thing about this one is it is very quick. It is up to 5 times faster than most desktop 3D printers, but most consumer 3D printers. And it's, it, in my experience, lives up to that claim. Something that, you know, would normally take me about 8 hours to print, something that's, you know, roughly like a 5-inch cube, with the M5 is going to be about 3.5 hours. So you're saving more than half the time in their printing. And the way that they can do that is it runs hot. So different plastics. This is maybe getting a little bit into the weeds, but I want to try and make sure that if you're listening, you're understanding why this is so special. most 3D printers, depending on the plastic you're using to print with, have to be heated up to a certain temperature to extrude through the nozzle and lay down the lines of print. The M5, where most printers maybe would be a 200 degrees, this one will heat things up to 450 degrees.
Okay.
And so what it's doing, it's just, it's melting the plastic so much hotter to be able to move so much faster. And you still get the same great quality. You don't sacrifice quality for the speed. Sometimes with most 3D printers, you can get them to go faster, but you're going to sacrifice, you know, maybe your layer sizes. It's not going to be as detailed, or you might have some stringiness where wisps of plastic that don't actually get adhered super well, and maybe some skips where this one looks like you printed it on something that normally takes, you know, that 8 to 10 hours in like half that time. So putting this thing together is very simple. It's really it comes in three sections. It comes in a base, the stand for the print head, which is your X and Y axis, and or your X and Z axis, and then your Y is the build plate that goes back and forth. And then the other piece that you put on is the hook that holds the filament spool.
Okay.
So it's very, very simple to put together. There's just a couple cords to plug in, couple screws to put in, and you're ready to go. You download a piece of software called a slicer. Anker has their own slicer that they recommend using. There are some third-party slicers you can use, but you will sacrifice a little bit of the extra features that the M5 has. When you use their slicer, you get access to the built-in camera that will let you monitor your print. And you can lose some of that print speed because other slicers might not have the right parameters that the M5 needs to be able to do the speed of printing. So this thing is very user friendly, very easy to set up. I actually, when I set mine up, I had a little bit of a problem initially setting it up. It started up. I was able to run through a software update that was over the air. It notified me, hey, there's a software update. Would you like to download it? After I got it connected to Wi-Fi, it downloaded it wirelessly and just did the update. But then I was having a problem with a motor moving. It wasn't moving. So I reached out to our contact and said, hey, I'm having this problem. Not sure exactly what's going on. They got back to me within the day, said, hey, I reached out to our tech support. I'll let you know as soon as they tell me. And by the next morning, I had a solution, and that solution worked.
Nice.
Very easy to do. And it's been running great ever since.
Okay.
So they have a lot of great tutorials, a lot of great, a really great knowledge base on their website. And this is a very... if this is going to be your first 3D printer, it's going to be a very good experience for learning 3D printing because, and one, it probably will spoil you because it is so much faster than other 3D printers that, if you go away from this, you're going to have to kind of relearn print timing. It's going to take a little bit longer than what you'd be used to with the M5. It still, to me, is kind of blows my mind how fast it is.
So that you mentioned, like, if this is your first 3D printer, it's interesting to note or worth noting that this is Anker's first time sticking their toe in this water. This is a company who historically does, like, phone accessories.
Yep.
So for them,
charging blocks and charging bricks and things like that. And yeah, they kind of stepped into this world and I mean, it feels like they've hit a home run. Now, there are a couple things that aren't as great. One of them being is that slicer that they provide. The slicer works as far as you put your STL file in there, and it will slice it up into slices. So a 3D printer prints things in layers, and that's how, and they call those slices, and that's how you get your full 3D print.
Right.
excuse me. The slicer for the M5 is good. It will slice a file no problem. It's missing a little bit of those maybe just added features that make there's like I don't know the right way to say this. It's just a better experience. Maybe it's not a needed thing, but some things that I would maybe like to see is a better copy and paste feature.
Okay.
Because right now you have to select an item and then you copy it, and you can't just keep copying. You can keep copying, but it just copies in place. And then there's not a button to kind of arrange your different models on the print bed virtually.
Oh, right.
So you kind of have to spread things out manually.
Mm.
So that takes a little bit of time. And then in spreading things out manually, there are arrows for moving, you know, left and right and up and down. Whereas other slicers, you can just click and drag an object somewhere else and it'll move it around. So a couple of those little features that I think probably could come through on a software update and mm-hmm. be totally fine. But it's missing some of those. If you are used to 3D printing, the slicer is missing a couple of those features that, you know, most slicer software has. This also can be paired with an Anchor app, where you can log in with your account that you set up, and you can actually view with that camera that comes standard on the M5. You can actually view your prints in real time to see how they're printing.
Oh, nice.
Where normally in most other printers, you're setting up a GoPro or something separate
to keep an eye on it.
This has that built in. And then also it has the ability that it will auto record a time-lapse video for you. So you okay. can then share that time-lapse video on a social media platform yeah. or on your website for customers to kind of see, you know, this is how this print happens.
Or the new series of characters we've created are rolling out.
Right. And here's a video of the time-lapse of them being created. Like, and that's all baked into the software, and that's all comes with it. It's not an extra feature or anything like that. And that works great. So yeah, overall, I'm very, very impressed with this printer.
Okay,
it was ambitious for them.
Yeah,
you know, I remember when the Kickstarter rolled out, and a lot of people were like, "Anchor, is this the same company that did this?" And
stay in your lane, bro. Are you
yeah.
sure?
Yeah, and it was claiming 5 times faster than most yeah. other 3D printers, and it's like, hey, this is your first time. We'll wait to see. Hopefully, this is
pretty bold stuff here.
But I mean, man, they delivered, and the build quality. A lot of the most of the pieces are metal, and
yeah.
It's built like a tank. It holds up well, and you know, it just works out of the packaging. There's really not much to fiddle with. It does an auto leveling. It does an auto homing. The way you load and unload the filament works really well. It's just a lot of they got 98% of the things right.
Oh wow! Okay.
And it's really nice. It's really nice to see. It looks cool. It's got this. It's kind of this gunmetal with green accents and stuff. It's a cool looking machine. It looks a little bit more modern design.
Yeah, as I'm looking at the website and I'm looking at this, some of the other 3D printers I've seen seem very kind of like, Yep, that looks like the inside of something. Like, yeah, it looks like a robot.
Yeah. That's doing,
this looks kind of like a cool tech appliance.
Right, yeah.
I wouldn't be, yeah, this wouldn't look out of place sitting
right
in an office.
No. Now, one thing I will say is because it runs so fast and runs so hot, you have to have some compensation for that in a fan. Mm-hmm. This thing is not super quiet.
Okay.
So it's not loud. It's not like you can still talk over it, and it's not a distraction as far as, you know, having to talk louder or not be able to hear somebody if they're saying something to you. But it is noticeable. You'll notice it's in the room because you will hear it's similar to, you know, if you're sitting at, with your laptop and the fan on your laptop
I was going to ask, like, with a robot vacuum running in the room.
It's a little bit louder than that even. Okay. Yeah, you'll notice that, but it's not, I don't think that's it's not enough to say, don't buy this.
Sure.
It's just something to know because it's running so fast because it's using the temperature at such a high temperature. The fan is always running. So that's something to notice. But yeah, overall it's, the Kickstarter units, I think have been delivered at this point and retail rolls out here really, really soon.
Yeah. As of, recording this, it shows the pre-order begins on October 24th.
Yep.
And so you're looking at, less than 4 days from today.
Yeah.
So the pricing on this, Kickstarter says the initial pre-order was $429.
Yeah.
And then the eventual retail will be $759.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
So $759 for what this printer does, I would say the build volume, I don't know if you can pull that up real quick. I don't remember exactly what it is off the top of my head.
Okay.
Of what size the bed is.
Oh, yeah. I did have that up there. Print volume. Yeah. 235 by 235.
Yeah, 235 by 235 by 250. That is a very standard size.
Okay.
At 750, there are printers that will do a little bit bigger build volume for less money and probably give you the same quality, but they're not going to be as fast.
Okay.
They're not going to have that camera built in so for time lapse and real time monitoring. They're probably not going to be an auto bed leveling system. So there's a lot of features that come with more expensive printers than 750. This is an interesting printer, I think, because for this price point, you're getting a lot of high-end features at a kind of mid-range price point.
Okay. So it's like a junior flagship kind of
almost experience. It feels like. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to see the build volume slightly bigger. But this, for the speed, I mean, really, because it cuts, I mean, you're talking, if you're somebody that sells 3D prints,
yeah.
You can print something three times on this machine that you would normally take one time to print on another machine.
Yeah.
So just the amount of volume you can pump out with this thing,
right?
It's worth that money.
Sure.
If you're going to be using it for a business or something like that. Now, if you're just using it for hobby, if you don't really care about how fast it goes,
yeah,
you might be able to save some money and get a comparable printer that's going to be just as good of a quality. You're just not going to get some of those nice features, those extra features.
Okay.
But yeah, for $750 for this, I think it's a great price. And it's really, really impressive first showing for Anker and a couple updates to their slicer. And I think it's going to be really hard for anybody to not want this for the speed alone.
Cool. So that's the Anker Make M5.
M5, yep.
All right. Thank you, Luke.
No problem.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.